All right, it's Brian Noonan, Molly Noonan, Roger Badish is here, and we welcome in Michael Gemma. He is the Director of Operations from Haymarket Beer Company. Haymarket Pub and Brewery is...
Here's Eve. Five.
What's okay. going on? We get 12. There we go. You were still on the air. So you got Bob and, we know Bob and Doug McKenzie coming up next. That'll be good. That's a good bump for a beer segment. We'll do that. All right. So Michael Gemma is the Director of Operations, as I started to say, from Haymarket Beer Company. The pub and brewery, Haymarket Pub and Brewery, 737 West Randolph, haymarketbeer.com is the website. Now, we have Michael in today, one, because you know on this program we love to talk about beer, we love to drink beer, we love to educate people about beer, but a lot of times people think, oh, it's silly, you're talking about beer. Today we're talking about beer because it actually is going to affect people's lives. Haymarket Brewery, along with over 1,500 breweries, is doing something phenomenal for people in this country. Michael, first of all, thanks for coming in today, and I really do appreciate it. Tell people about this cause and what you and all these other brewers are doing.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Resilience IPA is a recipe that Sierra Nevada came up with. Ken Grossman, the owner of Sierra Nevada, he sent out a call to action after the campfire in Northern California basically devastated a region almost the size of Chicago.
Yeah.
And he had 40 employees or so that lost their homes in this fire, so he wanted to do something bigger. And our industry is an amazing one in that we all try to work together.
Well, and I've heard that, but, you know, I've talked to many beer guys, and everybody says, oh, we're a community, we're a community. And a lot of times that's a word that gets tossed around, but not this time.
No, this is community in action, absolutely. When he sent out that call to all the brewers across the country to brew Resilience IPA, he asked that all proceeds, 100% of the proceeds from the sale of this at everybody's pub, go to a relief fund that he set up called the Campfire Relief Fund.
Okay.
So it's pretty awesome. It was pretty easy for us to say yes. We have not only myself, I'm from Sacramento, California. I was born and raised there. So hits a little closer to home. And
right.
After, you know, being 2,000 miles away, what can I do? What can we do as a community to help pitch in? And, you know, making beer seems like the obvious choice for us in this industry.
So was it now, and for people think, oh, Sierra Nevada, they're a big brewery. They were like one of the original craft brewers. They're the granddaddy of this whole craft brewing thing, or one of the granddaddies of it.
Yeah, definitely a stalwart.
And so he has this call to action. You guys jump right in. On one hand, it seems like it should be a real easy sell. On the other hand, you're asking people to, you know, cut in their profits. Were you shocked at how many breweries, we said over 1,500, how many said, yeah, we're in, 100%, we're in?
I'm not shocked by the response. It isn't an easy decision by any means, especially for a lot of small breweries out there.
Well, that's it, because some of these breweries are not, their capacity isn't that great.
Right.
So to take a chunk of it and say we're giving it all to somebody else, but
yeah,
goes back to that community.
We're projecting that we'll be able to donate about $13,000 from this batch of beer to the fund, and you know, other breweries that could make or break. So
yeah,
not an easy decision to make for these breweries, but definitely one that is.
And now I know you guys, the craft brewers, you all talk and you help each other with different things. It's got to be unusual for somebody to just give over a recipe. Because Sierra Nevada, were they making this prior to the fires, or is this a beer that they started after? I thought I read that they had been doing this kind of before the fires, too. The beer, not the cause.
Sure. You know, I'm not entirely sure about the origin of the recipe itself, but it's a classic West Coast style.
Okay.
The name itself actually came from a different brewery.
Oh.
So they had an agreement with them when they had announced this. To use the name itself, which is pretty awesome. Another example of how we work together in times of tragedy to help one another out.
And so if I get a Resilience at Haymarket and I'm somewhere else around the country and I see, oh, Resilience is on tap here, it's going to be the same beer, right? Because it's Sierra Nevada's recipe, correct?
Theoretically, yeah.
But yeah. It's like McDonald's. You expect it to be the same everywhere, but every brewer's got their own thing.
There were several breweries, too, that used it as the recipe as a guideline.
Okay.
And kind of put their own twist on it.
Yeah.
But the spirit of this batch of beer is the same. We're hoping to raise a lot of money to benefit those, the thousands that are displaced, still trying to figure out where they're living. There's still arguments over where they're going to put the FEMA trailers, so that we can, you know, move forward with recovery.
It's unbelievable.
Has your group done this type of thing before, or is this kind of a first time of effort?
You know, it's on a national scale, as far as this industry is concerned, it's the first I know of as far as a mass fundraising campaign based around one single event. So that part's pretty amazing.
Yeah, now, it is.
And it for a whole industry to come together like this is phenomenal. It's on tap at the Haymarket Pub and Brewery.
Is it
in cans too, or just on tap?
Just draft.
Okay,
just draft.
So go over, get a couple pictures. Enjoy it, and then Uber back, because not only are you going to enjoy some great beer in a nice environment, but you are actually helping people. Because, again, this is not a portion of the proceeds. This is 100% of every Resilience IPA that you sell is going directly to the people who need it.
That's correct.
Which is phenomenal. And you know what? That's how that you're cutting out all the middlemen, all the ages, you know, all this. It's like, here, we earned this here. Take this.
Yeah,
help yourself.
It goes beyond that, too. Even the suppliers where we get our ingredients from are contributing as
really?
and helping to donate those.
Man.
So it's all across the board. It's definitely a team effort.
So for people, just nuts and bolts, we hear West Coast IPA. For those who are not well-versed in that, what is a West Coast IPA and what can they expect when they come into Haymarket and get a Resilience IPA?
You're going to get a citrusy, piney aroma and flavor, good hop bitterness, delicious, 7.5%.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll have to pour some more then.
Yeah.
7.5%.
I'm going to have to take some time off before I go do the news again.
Just do it.
Okay.
It's hockey.
It won't be any different.
Yeah, people, it's going to be hockey. It's going to be fine. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk more with Michael Gemma about Haymarket, and Haymarket has just released another beer that I am excited about. Because this is my time of year, and I love the dark beers. But you need to get to Haymarket Brewery, Haymarket Pub and Brewery, 737 West Randolph. How long do you expect the Resilience IPA to be around? How much do you have? Do you have enough for, you know, if people wait till the end of the show, will there still be enough?
Well, I mean, it's definitely going quick.
Yes.
People are awesome for recognizing the benefit.
So get over there quick. What are the hours? What are the hours today? And like, are you open tomorrow, Christmas Eve?
We are. We'll be open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Today, tomorrow, and then we open at 5 p.m. on Christmas Day.
Oh wow! Okay, so you can get in and you'll feel good about yourself. You're helping somebody else out while you're enjoying a great beer. Get over there. You can get all the information about Haymarket at haymarketbeer.com. We'll talk more with Michael and find out the history of this place. In case you haven't been to Haymarket, you don't know what you're missing. Calendars.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks.
That's a surprise. It is Brian Noonan, Molly Noonan, Roger Badish, and Michael Gemma, the Director of Operations for Haymarket Beer Company. Haymarket Pub and Brewery is at 737 West Randolph. We were talking about Resilience IPA, which the head of Sierra Nevada asked craft brewers around the country, hey, can you help us? We're in the county, Butte County, where the campfire devastated the town of Paradise. Hundreds of people left without a home, 85 people dead. They're starting to rebuild, and over 1,500 breweries across the country participated in this program. They are making Resilience IPA. 100% of the proceeds from the sale of that beer at Haymarket and every other participating brew pub across the country is going to help these victims. So if you can get into Haymarket, go in there and get the Resilience IPA while you can, because, listen, it goes fast. Did you have, Molly, you had a question?
Well, I was just asking beforehand how the end of this initiative worked. So I wanted to know if there was a set end date for this beer to be sold, or if every brewery is responsible for making a certain amount, and then, you know, whenever it's gone, it's gone. And that's sort of what you explained, right? That it's just sort of an ongoing process until everything's
sold. Yeah. So each brewery is going to have their batch of resilience. And then when it runs out, it runs out. If they choose to brew another one because it went so quickly mm-hmm. to contribute more, that it was amazing. Because, I mean, like we said, all the proceeds go to this relief.
It's phenomenal. Fund.
Also, something you said before that I was wondering is, since some brewers are taking the recipe that they were given and then adding to it or changing it a little bit to suit their customers and to suit their own style, does Sierra Nevada care about that? Does it not matter because it's for this amazing cause? How does that work in the craft brewing world, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, the spirit of the batch of beer, the spirit okay. of this entire thing is to help those that are affected by the campfire. So the original idea being that everybody brews the same beer and can enjoy it in all the brew pubs across the country is a wonderful idea. But if we tweak it a little bit in that same spirit, that's okay.
Still pretty good.
Yeah, they're still getting the money, which is the important part.
Yeah, I just didn't know if somebody, you know, if they have... If that's their recipe, yeah. if there's some sort of feeling about it being changed.
Yeah, if they change it enough where they go, ooh, if this is a good beer, and most brewers aren't going to do that, to keep somebody else's recipe that they've just tweaked a little and then put it under another name and brew it themselves, right? That would be kind of shifty.
Well, so...
For lack of a better term.
So there are a dozen other breweries in the Chicagoland area that have participated in this as well. So, and one of them being Dovetail Brewery.
Right.
And they, when they opened, said they were never going to make an IPA. And it's kind of cool to have them participate in something like this. And, you know, they tweak it a little bit to fit their German-style focus.
Yeah.
So while it's not quite the resilience IPA that the recipe called for, it's still within the same spirit.
And I know we're going to switch to your new brew in a second, but I have another question. Everybody keeps talking about how the craft breweries of the country are sort of a network and you guys are always communicating
community.
With each other, a community. How? There are so many of you. This initiative is such a great idea, but how did over 1,500 breweries get involved?
Does somebody mimeograph a newsletter? Is there a zine?
How do you
communicate?
Like a group text? What's going on?
You know, with all many trades in this country and around the world, you've got we have the Brewers Association. They're a trade guild that helps with communication and furthering our efforts as a community. So,
wow, that's so cool.
All right, we're not going to have full time, so we're going to, if you don't mind, can you stay a little bit after the news?
Absolutely.
All right, but first, we have a couple minutes. So give everybody a background of Haymarket Brewery. How long have you guys been making beer? And I know you have, if people go to haymarketbeer.com, you have a philosophy. There's a couple kinds of beers that you specialize in.
Yeah, so Haymarket, we are 8 years old, actually, tomorrow.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you. We opened
Christmas
up
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
That's a wild day to open.
Yep. When, you know, as everybody who's ever opened a restaurant and gone through delay after delay, and once you get that green light, you open.
You
up.
Open. Whenever
we
it
were
is.
Very fortunate to for all of our friends and family to come out on Christmas Eve 8 years ago and support us when we opened our doors. So very fortunate.
Been there 8 years. And what's the beer focus?
We specialize in hoppy beers. We also specialize in our love of classic Belgian styles and the marriage between the two. So you'll see Belgian IPAs, Belgian pale ales as well.
Triples, doubles.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. Yep. Very nice. And for those who don't know, it's right at the corner of Halsted and Randolph. Huge corner building. You can't miss it. Right there in the oh, did you 8 years ago, that was not as trendy a strip of real estate as it is today. You guys have really, I mean, it's got to be nice for you to go, wow, we were here, and now that's a destination strip.
Yeah, very lucky to have the space that we have. It was, at the time, the largest, cheapest place to put a brewery. So,
yeah, 8 years later, probably not the story.
No.
It would not be the cheapest.
Definitely a different neighborhood from when we first went in.
All right, I got to ask you this because I bring this up a lot. When you guys say Haymarket specializes in hoppy beers, is there a point of oversaturation with hops? Because you know as well as I do, you get some brewers who just The more the better. I'm going to put in so many hops, it's actually going to be thick. It's the beer is not going to pour anymore. You're going to have to ladle it out. And is there a point where, you know, the hop flavor and the hop, the scent of all, it reaches its peak and more just, it doesn't do anything for the beer?
Well, I mean, we focus on hops for their aromatic qualities and their flavor qualities. Okay. Hops, when you utilize in beer, give those two plus the bitterness quality.
Right.
So a lot of late additions in the boil will accentuate the aroma and the flavor, which is what we aim for.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. We're going to do the news. Michael Gemma is here. He's the Director of Operations for Haymarket Beer Company. The Haymarket Pub and Brewery is at 737 West Randolph. Haymarketbeer.com is the website. If you go there now, get a Resilience IPA. No matter what else you order, sit down, get a sandwich, get a pizza, have some food. You know, if you want to have one of your favorite beer over at Haymarket, have it after you have a Resilience, because that is helping out the victims of the fires in California. Haymarket has a new release that is coming out. Is it tomorrow for the anniversary? Or when's it?
When it's out now.
It's out now. All right, we'll talk all about that on the other side of the news. Brian Noonan, Molly Noonan, Roger Badish, Michael Gemma, everybody's here. Michael Gemma, everybody is here. It's Christmas Eve Eve on
WGN. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play.
Da, da, da.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and
Brian
ready,
Noonan, Molly Noonan, Roger Badish is here, and Michael Gemma from Haymarket Pub and Brewery is here. Ariel breaking out. I said, listen, any holiday song is good. The dreidel song, fantastic. I actually, I played dreidel with my second grade class because we were studying all the holidays, and you can't just say, you know, it's not all Christmas. Hanukkah's come up, so we played dreidel. The kids loved it. And the nice thing about these dreidel, they must have been like junior teaching dreidels.
Okay.
They had the symbol, but they also had the word. So I didn't have to memorize the symbol. I just had to remember what the words meant, and so did the kids, and we put it on the, and they, oh, they loved it.
That's
they
fantastic.
It. Yeah, we played some high-stakes second-grade dreidel.
I've given you dreidels before.
I know.
And we played the game. And,
I know, but yeah. Your dreidels didn't have, I didn't know the symbols.
I didn't give you the cheat sheet on them.
Well, when you've never played, you need a cheat sheet.
I know. I'm sorry. Next time.
Much as if I didn't know anything about beer and I needed a cheat sheet. How'd you like that segue?
I was just going to yell out. Michael Gemma's here.
That's why he's on the other side
of
that mic.
Michael Gemma is here. As I mentioned, he's the director of operations. Now, before we get into this award-winning new brew that Haymarket has released, Molly is having a crisis of conscience.
It's true. I don't like beer, and I want to. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to begin. I've tried many beers. I want to love them. I think it's a cool thing to like. I like craft breweries. I like the whole vibe you guys are putting out. I want to be a part of it, but I don't know how. So I'm wondering if there's a way to make a change. I'd like to like beer. How do I do it?
How can you make a non-beer drinker a beer drinker?
Well, let's start with what you do like to drink.
Okay. Oh, just I can name things. Honestly, I feel bad because I'm trying to think of things that would be in the same realm,
like
I guess. Like, I like ciders, and that's similar to beer, I guess. So, yeah, basically all ciders I really enjoy, but I have had fruity beers thinking that they would be the same. No, they're not the same. So
but you have a little bit more of that beer character that,
yeah,
as opposed to the fruit forward.
I don't even know enough to say, like, what I don't like. I think I don't like hoppy flavors.
The bitterness?
I think I don't like the bitterness. Yeah, I don't like beer.
See, and this is a problem. This was Molly takes after her mom, and there's a lot of people out there. Roger was saying he's not always a huge fan of the taste.
No.
I unfortunately, or fortunately, have always had a taste for beer. So I don't understand this. My own daughter is not part of the cult, but there's a lot of people out there who want to come in. So what? If I come in with somebody, because I'm going to come in and have a Resilience IPA, I want to help out the victims of the fires, and I'm with somebody and they go, I would like to help, here's the money for a pint, but I don't drink beer. How can we switch people around? How can we bring them into the tent?
Well, every time that you go out and there are that many options, try a sample. Go down the line and just have a little bit and see what you like about it, what you don't, and have a conversation with your bartender too, because they're the expert. They know everything about the beer that they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to Haymarket Pub and Brewery, and we have Flight boards for you if you wanted to do that, or if you just wanted to try out one on the menu. Like we have a cranberry saison right now on tap, which is delicious. You can get a little 4-ouncer.
See, this is the thing. That sounds delicious. And every time, like, even when you were describing the Resilience IPA, you were saying it's like citrusy and piney. All of these words I love. All of these flavors I love. Words. And yet, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to use any words that would sound like you're not a master, because you are. There's like an aftertaste, I think, that I don't really enjoy. And that's where it loses me, because I do like the core flavor of all of these different beers. I just don't like whatever comes next.
Well, I would say let's get you down to the pub. Let's run through some different styles and kind of narrow down exactly what it is that you'd like and you don't like.
Okay.
The Resilience IPA is definitely more of a West Coast style IPA, which is one we don't do a lot of at the pub.
Mm-hmm.
We love our hops, but again, more late additions, so you're focusing on the aroma and the flavor of it.
Okay.
That bitterness is really only utilized to balance out the malt sweetness. So we'll find a beer that you like.
Okay. I believe you.
Is there a style that's a better gateway for people who, or because everybody's tastes are different, what somebody might like that makes them finally go, ooh, I kind of do like beer. That's not going to work for
everybody's palate's different. So that's the beauty of being a beer drinker right now, is there are so many different styles being offered and being created by the 7,000 breweries that are in our country right now. It's a good time to be a beer drinker.
Does it amaze you when you say that number? 7,000 breweries?
It's impressive.
It's impressive, and it's staggering to me that there's 7,000 breweries. All doing fine work.
Now, Molly said that one of the things that kind of puts her off of the beer is the aftertaste. And I know I spent a lot of years in the coffee industry. Sure. And depending on where the beans are grown, what part of the planet they're from, how high up in the altitude they are and all that, makes the difference of the beans, the taste of the beans different.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to recommend a brew that would not leave that kind of aftertaste, what might that be?
Well, I mean, there are tons of different options. It sounds like the bitter quality is what you're really not a fan of.
Yeah.
So
get her a nice porter.
Yeah, we can go the chocolate.
Yeah, go dark.
The roasting.
Listen, I'll come. Yeah. I'll come down.
You'll try some
give
stuff.
Give up. You plan. You block out 6 to 8 hours. And I'll be there.
Come on, Michael, you got a full day to bring one person into the tent.
I'll tell you, a good day to come is actually going to be Christmas Day. If you want to come by, we're doing dollar pints.
Whoa!
So even if you don't want to break the bank still try a bunch of different beers,
Brian's there.
Come on down.
call your uncle. Tell him we're not coming over.
Yeah, you know what?
since you're educating people now too, Michael, and we're going to talk about this new brew. But Sue has a question that you can answer. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I feel kind of stupid.
Don't feel stupid at all. No,
never.
Okay, first of all, Molly, I don't like beer either. But can somebody explain to me what an IPA is?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, it's an India Pale Ale. So an India Pale Ale is a style that was actually started in England. Hops are a preservative. And so the beer being shipped from England to India, to preserve that beer, they threw in a bunch of it, and it really kind of gave that bitter quality and became a popular style.
Okay, so it was all to preserve the beer so it didn't get spoil.
Exactly.
All right, very nice.
On a long journey.
Thank you, Sue. We had to put Sue on hold, so RL, you can, because there was some weird feedback on the phone. All right, we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back, and we are going to talk about this new beer from Haymarket. Again, one of the reasons Michael Gemma is here, he's the Director of Operations for Haymarket Beer Company. Haymarket Pub and Brewery is at 737 West Randolph, haymarketbeer.com. Right now, if you go into Haymarket Pub and Brewery and you get a Resilience IPA, an India Pale Ale, you will be helping all the victims of the fires out in California. Sierra Nevada has started this program. They had employees directly affected, over 40 employees directly affected by the fires. And they put out a call, and 1,500 brewers, more than 1,500 brewers across the country have put together this Resilience IPA. Every dollar that you spend drinking Resilience IPA will go to these victims. So go into Haymarket. But Haymarket isn't all, you know, listen, they're all for charity. They're all for helping their other people out. But they're all about making their own beers, too. And they have a new one coming out. But before we take the break, holy smokes, hockey fans, I hope you are paying attention, because I am going to send you to the Winter Classic at Notre Dame Stadium. I have a pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks play the Boston Bruins in the Winter Classic at Notre Dame Stadium this New Year's Day, which is a week from Tuesday. Leading up to the game, be sure to visit the Blackhawks Hockey House, which is now open at 333 North Michigan Avenue, just south of the Blackhawks store, and it's filled with one-of-a-kind team exhibits, exclusive Winter Classic merchandise, and much more. And this is very cool, too, the NHL Winter Classic Park. It's a free fan festival in Millennium Park. You can enjoy games, food, and drink. Meet and get autographs from the Blackhawks. You can do that December 29th through the 31st. I have a pair of tickets, but here are the caveats. One, you're going to have to answer this question. Two, RL, you just hang up on these, but be these people calling premature. They're out. We don't know. I don't cotton to that. You have to be able to pick your tickets up here at the station either Thursday, the 27th of December between 9 and 5, or Friday between 9 and 2. So if you're not available to come to 303 East Wacker, that's our address, right, Roger? 303 East Wacker. Sure. If you can't come Thursday between 9 and 5 or Friday between 9 and 2, don't try to win the tickets, because that's just wrong. But if you can come and you are the first person to correctly answer this question, then you will go and see the Blackhawks take on the Boston Bruins at Notre Dame Stadium. Should be a lot of fun. All right, here is the question. The Chicago Blackhawks are playing the Boston Bruins in the Winter Classic. Those are two of the original six NHL hockey teams. What are the other four original six teams? What are the other four original six teams? 312-981-7200. If you are the first correct caller, you will be going to see the Blackhawks and the Bruins at Notre Dame Stadium. All right? More with Michael Gemma from Haymarket Pub and Brewery on the other side. It's WGN.
Send a volley, cheer on high. Shake down the thunder from the sky. New Year's Day, the Blackhawks are in South Bend to take on the Boston Bruins in the Winter Classic. Chris Bowden's got your pregame at 11:30. John Weideman and Troy Murray with the outdoor puck drop at high noon. Cheer, cheer. It's a new year for the Blackhawks on 720 WGN.
You deserve the elegant, stress-free, magical wedding you've always dreamed of. You deserve unsurpassed natural beauty, ivy-draped limestone bluffs, cascading waterfalls, and a horse-drawn carriage. You deserve the breathtaking beauty and warm hospitality only found at White Pines Resort, conveniently located just 90 minutes west of Chicagoland, nestled in the rolling hills of White Pines Forest State Park. White Pines Resort boasts multiple exquisite outdoor and indoor ceremony and reception sites, along with over 30 years of joyfully hosting and crafting stunning ceremonies. You'll receive all-inclusive, full-service, delectable cuisine, dancing in the historic reception lodge, and overnight accommodations for you and your bridal party in charming, rustic, hand-hewn cabins. You deserve the enchanting wedding day of your dreams. You deserve the service and splendor that only White Pines Resort provides. Visit whitepinesresort.net and schedule your dream wedding today.
At Joe Rizza Acura at Orland Park, every new Acura in stock is always on sale. And with year-end savings going on now, you save even more. During the Season of Performance event, you can take home a brand new 2019 Acura RDX just $350 a month, or a new 2019 Acura MDX for just $325 a month. And with 0.99% APR on most 2018 Acuras, there's never been a better time to buy. Joe Rizza Acura on 159th Street in Orland Park. Visit RizzaAcura.com for year-end savings now.
Payments plus first month payment, tax, title, license, and dock for up to 10,000 miles. 0% financing available on select models for 36 months. All finance offers to qualify buyers with approved credit. Offer expires 12/31/2018.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesin L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesin L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesin L. Works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
It can be so difficult finding just the right gift for a guy. You know why? Because we don't need more socks or ties. So give a thoughtful and useful gift, and that's where Harry's comes in.
Harry's makes long-lasting quality products at a super reasonable price, and gift sets start at just $10. The packaging is great. It also comes with a 100% quality guarantee. If he doesn't love it, returns are quick and hassle-free.
As a special offer for you, our listeners, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set when you go to harrys.com and enter code Bill and Wendy at checkout. Now, this offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays.
Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle, German-engineered five-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Shipping cutoffs end this week, so you have to act now.
Just go to harrys.com, enter code Bill and Wendy right now, and get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. That's harrys.com. The code is Bill and Wendy.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
One classic Nat King Cole on us, sir. Very nice. Very nice. Brian Noonan, Molly Noonan, Michael Gemma is here. He's the director of operations from Haymarket Beer Company, Haymarket Pub and Brewery, 737 West Randolph. All right, we have a winner for the big tickets to the Winter Classic. Tony is on the line. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good now.
Very good. All right, Tony, the question was, the Blackhawks and the Bruins are two of the original six teams in the NHL. Who are the other four, and who are they?
New York Rangers, Toronto Maple Leafs, Montreal Canadiens, and their arch nemesis, the Detroit Red Wings.
Very good. Yes, you are, and you're able to come down to the station Thursday or Friday to pick up your tickets?
Yes.
All right. Well, Ariel should have all your information. Promotions will be in contact, and you will be going to Notre Dame Stadium next Tuesday to see the Winter Classic.
Awesome. Thank you.
Very nice. Well, have a great time, Tony. Hang on.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You are very welcome. That's the enthusiasm you want when somebody wins a nice prize. You want them to sound like they're excited, right?
Yeah, I'm excited for him.
I'm excited for him, too, because sometimes, Michael, we'll give something away and say, why'd you even bother?
Thanks.
Yeah. Call back
but
another
not Tony.
Time. Tony's ready to go. I like it.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of winners, we have a new beer from Haymarket Brewing Company. It is a beer that has won countless medals. Well, nine. Nine is a lot. It's not countless, but it's a lot. Tell us about this beer, and I'm excited about it because this is in my wheelhouse. This is the kind of beer that I like.
Yeah, we're really proud of this beer. It's the Defender American Stout. This recipe was created by Pete Crowley. He's our brewmaster owner. He's been brewing this beer for quite a while, and over the recipe's lifetime has won 9 medals.
Wow.
Since we've brewed it at Haymarket, it's won 2 gold at the World Beer Cup.
Wow.
Which is an international beer competition. And then the Great American Beer Festival that is held in Denver every year, it won gold in the American Stout category as well.
Congratulations, first off.
Yeah, thanks.
What sets an American Stout off from other stouts?
So American-style stout is going to be more hop-forward. So this one is got that pine, that citrus, and the aroma, but then it finishes nice and roasty, chocolatey. Mm-hmm. It's real fun.
Well, that's what I said to you, because I love this time of year. I love stouts. I like porters. I like the darker malty beers. And this stout does have all of the regular stout characteristics, but that hop-forward flavor, you know, when you first take that drink, it hits you. It's like, oh, there's some extra hops in this one.
Yeah.
It's very nice. So the Defender, so was Pete making this before he came to Haymarket?
He was,
or is this,
yeah.
So this is just something he brought with, and this is his pet project?
Yeah, you can't leave a good recipe like this behind, right?
So. Yeah, well, how does that work? Because some, you know, sometimes a brewer starts with another company, and then they either go off to start their own brewery or they go to work for somebody else. What's the politics of a recipe?
I'm going to defer to Pete on that one.
Okay, that's probably
best. He wants to call in.
Yeah, Pete, if you're listening, please give us a... Listen, I'm all in my rights to do that. So is this the first foray, or is this Haymarket's only foray into this?
So
stouts and things like that?
No, not at all. We've been brewing this since we opened, the first year we opened. but this is the first time that it's available in cans.
Oh, okay.
Which is what's really exciting about this. You know, the packaging portion of it, getting it out there to our fans that don't often get the opportunity to come down to the pub as frequently as they would like. This allows us to bring it to them.
As I was looking at the menu, and I went to haymarketbeer.com, of course. That's where I could see the menu and see what's on tap. Now, as I mentioned, I like the darker. And one that really caught my eye, this Marble Tree Cherry Brown Ale.
Yeah.
What is it? Describe that for us, because it sounds, from the description on the website, I'm like, ooh, yeah, this sounds
This is actually the brainchild of our chef, Chris McCoy.
Ooh.
He worked with our brewers at the pub to develop this recipe and just took kind of key components that he, flavors that he really enjoyed and decided to make a beer. And that's often how recipes kind of come to be, is you start out with an end product, an idea of an end product, and then you start working backwards with your ingredients to try and create that.
Okay. Now, we've been talking, obviously, all about the beers at Haymarket because, you know, with the Resilience IPA and all that. But a lot of other things go on there. Tell us about the food, because people like to eat while they're drinking.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a full kitchen, scratch kitchen, so everything is made in-house. I'd say about 95% of what we offer is all made in-house, focusing on our own sausages. We've got some amazing burgers, pizzas, all the dough is made in-house. So.
Nice.
Delicious.
So a wide variety there to go on. Now, mm-hmm. Will, I know on some menus when you go into a brew pub, they'll say, oh, this dish goes best with these kind of beers. Do you guys give those suggestions too? Because people, back in the day, beer was just you went down to the grocery store, you got a six pack, and now people want to pair them. Oh, I must have the right beer to go with my, you know, plum salad. Do you guys help them help people out with that too?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It's a fun experience to be able to pair your beer with one of our dishes. Just kind of accentuates and adds to that experience. So there's
music. There's all kinds of things going on at Haymarket.
Yeah,
Haymarket,
we have every Thursday night the Americana Music Series.
Yep.
Is a really fun opportunity. They're all free concerts, no cover. So it starts at 7:30 every week.
So come in, grab a Resilience IPA this week.
Yeah.
And then have some other beers and see some free music, get something to eat.
And then take a six-pack of Defender home.
There you go. Perfect. You got them covered. You got them covered every which way. They're coming in. They're going home. They got it all. Michael Gemma is the Director of Operations. Haymarket Pub and Brewery is at 737 West Randolph. Go to haymarketbeer.com. Again, Resilience IPA, every dollar that Haymarket and all the other more than 1,500 breweries make from the sale of this beer is going to help the victims of the fires in California. So it is a worthwhile cause. Look at this. Beer actually affecting social change. It's not just for sitting around crying about your boss. It's actually helping people, which is a wonderful thing. And we're going to try to get Molly and everybody else who says they don't like beer, we're going to try to pull them into the tent, Michael. It's like a cult now. We got to convert people. We got to bring them in, get them all excited.
Open arms. Come
exactly.
on down.
Exactly. And again, tell us the hours for the holidays, just in case.
So we'll be open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. tomorrow on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day we'll open up at 5 p.m., open till 2 a.m.
And you have a special going on Christmas Day.
And we have a special.
Day.
It's dollar beers.
Dollar beers dollar on Christmas. Wow. Nothing says I'm going to see Santa Claus on my walk home than dollar pints. That's fantastic. Thank you again for coming in. It's a great cause. Congratulations not only to Haymarket, but to the entire craft brewing industry for pulling together and really doing some good work for people. So.